Seattle's growth is transforming the cities at its edges, and residents in these growing bedroom communities want things to do when they're at home. Marysville is the fastest-growing big city in the state, and it has a plan you can only really have in Marysville. KUOW growth reporter Carolyn Adolph brings us more.
Marysville has a broken-up downtown and a dead industrial waterfront, and people have to drive everywhere. But here's what it has. A century-old opera house with chandeliers and curvy woodwork. It's been a bowling alley, a roller skating rink, and most recently, the Cheetah's Nightclub. The city took it over last year for community and arts events. Tonight is wine and jazz night. People like it.
Best kept secret in town.
Bobby Dupre just moved to Marysville from California.
And I can tell you what I'd do with this place. I'd have it going every night.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Well, maybe someday.
This is Jim Ballou, who runs Parks and Recreation at the City of Marysville. The fact that Marysville has an opera house means something. It says the people who built this place had a vision for it.
And the intent was to bring operatic arts that were on tour throughout the country.
But what's the vision for the opera house now? To see that, we have to go down here. I'm a short walk away, looking at what has to be the opposite of an opera house.
This is a dock, and people boat from here.
This is Gloria Hiroshima with the City of Marysville, a small, smiling woman with a big dream.
We could have more people here using this, enjoying the outdoors, and getting outside.
From right here, people can paddle out for days on the Sky to Sound water trail. That's not all. The open water south of Marysville just got bigger. Gloria Hiroshima.
This is the second largest estuary in the state, and it was just created last year.
Actually, it was recreated. Governments led by the Tulalips breached the dam holding the estuary back, returning 350 acres of farmland to their natural condition, a tidal marshland, which happens to be good for messing around in boats. You can see it heading north on I-5. So there will be a small craft launching area, boat storage for people who want it, and a loop trail around it that will connect neighborhoods to the downtown, giving people a way to get around that isn't by car. And maybe waterfront shops and restaurants right here, on land abandoned by industry. Gloria Hiroshima.
The opera house is right down the street, so that's all going to tie together. The plan is that this area will become basically an entertainment district for outdoor recreation and with restaurants and businesses, indoor recreation too.
Opening up the waterway took 20 years. Turning this chunk of downtown Marysville into an entertainment and water sport district could take a dozen more. And there's reason for the rest of the Puget Sound region to pay attention. The Washington Water Trails Association says only about 10% of the region's shoreline is public. Even less is actually accessible by boat and close to Seattle. Marysville thinks if they build it, maybe we'll all come for the weekend. Gloria Hiroshima.
It's a huge deal. I mean, it's super, super exciting. And this is the coolest thing that's happened.
When Marysville first started out, the waterways were part of everyday life. There was an opera house in a downtown where people gathered. Now the growing city is betting that a return of that waterfront can bring all the life back. In Marysville, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
KUOW's Region of Boom is taking a look at how Seattle's growth is affecting our region. If you have a story idea for us, go to KUOW.org.